Jakadabaga sustum ribigedebozo. Rulubobobobobobo shakala baba. Gado bago sisto brahma magabo sisto dia. Rusuko gobali broloko gogo de bagaso. Ibregedele bobobo glagadi bodo gostum ribigedebo. Ego zosto lihalaba go shandalaba. Ilo probobobobobo rigla gadabadi dobo koze. Rekataka zosto ribigedebozo. Iriala baba 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 runu do boko sakrege debo ila grebege de debo ko ze ragada bade do boko sto brebege de bozo ila brr la ragala do bo do boko sakrebe de bozo ibr bade da da baka sto bre rabaga da bale do bo de boko sto brebe de bo lam bro ko to bade baga sata ili bro ilo ko sakrele bo 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 regada bak Father, we thank you. Lord, make me to be what you want me to be. We are saying to God tonight, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Father, we give you praise. Lord, make me to be. That's our prayer tonight. That's the summary of our prayer tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing a prayer to God. Let's sing a heart unto God. Father, we give you the praise. Lemo pushki brana glabondisko proba gaga deso studi. Thank you, Jesus. Most times the devil will want to create fear in our hearts. The devil will want us to come under a panic attack. The devil will raise dust all around our life so that we can be scared off. And we want to begin to excuse ourselves from the hand of the Lord. But the scripture says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So for in due season, he will lift you up. He said, be sober and be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, is moving about like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour, of whom you shall receive steadfastly by faith. It's time to lay hold on the true character of God. And I want you to know that God wish you well, and God really meant well for you and I. The devil will be the one raising the dust so that you can be scared off track. Most times the devil wants you to walk in fear. God said, you have not received the spirit of fear. You have received the spirit of sonship. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Every harassment and intimidation of the enemy has touched the path of purpose and destiny that God has called us to. We command that you cease in the name of Jesus. We receive grace and courage to live above the manipulation of Satan.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you study the book of Nehemiah, you will understand what I meant by the manipulation of the enemy. The devil actually put fear in the heart of those people, and they could not continue in the assignment God had given unto them. And the resources that God made available for the building of the house of God, they divided the fund to the building of their own paneled houses until God began to rebuke them through a prophet. He says, this is the time to build your own paneled houses. And actually, it wasn't their fault. You may want to say that, because the enemy really fought them. The devil did everything possible to stop the work, to harass them, to intimidate them. There are a lot of edicts, a lot of legal steps that were taken against them. And the work ceased. They move away from sight. And the funds were diverted. And while they were draining away on the inside, they were living in the paneled houses on the outside. And God said, I don't live in the paneled houses. I live in a house not made with human hands. That's what I've called you to build. He said, because you will not see peace in the paneled houses. It is in the inward man you experience the peace of the Lord. He said, for does it not look like nothing to you? But in this place,
that's why you see a lot of people building things outside today. They feel that is what we give them comfort. That is what we give them peace. I said, let me just have this and settle down. And before you know it, armed robber will never let them rest again. There's someone from their family house who don't want them to succeed. We begin to run after them again. He said, it's of God. When God gives the peace, not as men give it to men. What God has offered us is what God alone gives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you get some sense from that? Amen and amen. You see, most times we do come under kind of prayer and temptation. I say, now, when I have this, I become more comfortable, I relax. Then, you know, I'll be happy. Then you just discover that you have those things, you have other things alongside with it. And yet, because the thing comes from this place, he said, from the bottom of your belly shall flow. A good man out of his good treasure. It is a good treasure that supplies the peace and joy. And not anything on the outside. Glory to God. It's time for us to begin to detach ourselves and disconnect from the outside and let our life come under the control and the government of the Spirit. The Bible says, as many as are walking in this dimension, they are sons of God. Your sonship cannot find true expression until you come under the control of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Until your life is ruled and governed from above. Then you can live above serpents. Praise the name of the Lord. Even also the enemy will trouble you. Glory to God. Why God is dealing with us? Why God is working on us? Why we are praying all this prayer? The enemy will come to harass our mind, to create fear. Say, hey, this is a dangerous prayer you are praying. I remember many years back, there was this lady in our church then. The husband wasn't coming to church, you know, was a drunkard. The man happened to be a footballer, so along the line, you know. The woman pestering me, say, Pastor, please pray for my husband. Please, you know, every time all our prayer points, just pray for my husband. Along the line, the husband just got converted. The man started coming to church. Glory to God. And before you know it, after a while, the man is really on fire, even more than the woman. So he attends different kind of meetings in the church, the intercession. The man is always there. And most often when we go out to preach, the man will be there. He's going to accompany us to preach. And it's like the woman don't see the face of the husband at home again. Then she came back and said, I say he should be born again. I'm not saying he should be deep like this. Glory to God. And you know the reason why the woman wants the man to be born again? She felt if your husband is born again, he won't be able to womanize again. Don't you know there are some women that have that kind of impression? Let me use church to key him. Glory to God. So when you key him into church, into spiritual thing, I follow on colonel. So even if a lady is the one toasting him, saying, no. So she wanted the man to be born again because of her own selfish interest, not because of God. It's not everyone who wants us saved today because they want us to go to heaven. But they believe that you can be so troublesome if you don't have something to just hook you up. So to curtail all your excesses, they feel they should pray for salvation for you. As much as we are going to church, at least there'll be a little bit of restraint. Glory to God. Now, those people who want you to go to church, who want you saved that time, go and tell them that God has called you to full-time ministry. Say, After spending all my money on you to go to medical school, now you are graduated when you're supposed to be practicing and be bringing him money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, no. Just like Pharaoh. He said, I didn't say these people should not go. But at least if they are going, they should leave some things behind. It's not everything. And that's the way the devil wants us to worship God. But you see, we are securing our future for ourselves. So what we are doing tonight is not a mere waste of time because this is the values of the apostolic. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not built around things, it's built around the reality of God. We are stepping up the activities of the Holy Spirit in our life. We are crying for grace. Hallelujah. It's a prayer asking for grace. It's not when we go, oh God, give me grace. Oh God, give me grace. You know, this practical class, that's the prayer for grace. You know, it's not to say when you go to the mountain, say, Lord, grace. Oh grace. I receive. Oh grace. Ah, grace. But when we go to say, God, walk in me. Do your work. There's something called the workings of the Spirit. Glory to God. The operation of the Spirit. You see, he's the administrator of God's will. Glory to God. God handed over the church to him. He said, he will guide you. You elders of the church. You just key into the Spirit. And by the Spirit of the Lord, you can lead these people to their right destination. Praise the Lord. The children of God are not led without the Spirit. That's why you are going to see the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire and all of those that are going to accompany them. So it's not just the hue of Moses. No, it's not by those leadership initiative. You understand? The Holy Ghost is the one who is behind the scene directing the affairs of the church. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I'm happy for you tonight. Will you look at someone in the face and say, I'm happy for you tonight? But listen to me, some of this prayer, when God begins to answer some of this prayer, you may not like it. Because it is not going to be what you expect. Glory to God. Because there are people that when you are supposed to talk back to them, you go mute. And when you get back home, you say, Kilo shame to you, so leg, no? Yeah. God have answered your prayer. Glory to God. It's no longer going to be you again. It's going to be himself. Glory to God. You see, we cannot understand some of the things we are teaching in the church here if you are not a premantis. Because they are the things of the Spirit of God. And until the Spirit of God begins to touch your spirit in the place of prayer like this, you understand, and constant practice of this kind of prayer, you understand, you cannot have understanding. You will not be able to sift the truth. You will not be able to know or judge whether those things are of God or not. You know, it takes a dimension of the Spirit for you to know whether something is of God or is of the world. Glory to God. You got to be of God. And you got to be possessed with the Spirit of God before you can really judge that this thing is of God. This is God. You cannot, you know, we're praying the other time, we're asking God, say, God, that our spirit be attuned to the voice of God. How many of you know that it is only the voice, it's not only the voice of God you are hearing every time you come to church here? Right there, as you are seated, there are other voices you are hearing. Most times, the devil will come around, you understand, and take the voice of God, you understand, and begin to manipulate it. And begin to twist it. So that you are hearing something different. You say, listen to me, it's as bad as to the point that, you know, there are times when you even give announcements in the church. It's an announcement, we have to meet by 4 o'clock. After the service today, it is today, after the service, 4 o'clock, let all this group, let them wait behind, and obviously, then have somebody after the service. I said, Alan, they were saying the other time that some group should, which group was that? It doesn't concern us. When do they say they should meet? He said, on Sunday. We say, is it today? He says, no. It should be simple announcement. Glory to God. I had that experience many years back at the Victory Life. I was the clerk, the office assistant. So I carried the church offering to the bank. It was the days when you give coins, a lot of coins, and more notes, you know, 50 naira, 100 naira, all of those things you are taking to the bank. But when you appear with your coins like this, you know, all the tellers, you know, they begin to pass you. But I discovered that in our church then, we have a lot of people who are bankers, and because they were bankers, we just feel they should be in the ushering team. So when we're talking about, you know, people to go into one unit or the other or something like that, which building do you think these people can also function to? You understand? I mean, that must be the spirit behind it. So most of the people who are bankers who work in the bank and all of those, you know, they're in the ushering team. But you see, the money for the church there, you understand, the offering, maybe, you know, less than 2,000 or 3,000. You understand? But they will still make mistake. They will count. These are people who are counting millions. They will count it like this. And by the time they hand over the thing to me again, you understand? And I take it to the bank the next day. I said, the bankers have counted it. So why do I need to recount? Before you know it, when you get to the bank, they say no. He said, this one is not complete. This one is complete. You have excess. On this one, everybody must have gone home, you understand? We see that they are counting. I said, there is nothing God tells you to do that you don't need the help of the Holy Spirit. And you can't tell a banker that should come and convert the grace of God so that he can count 3,000 naira in the church. We tell you what? I don't need that. Somebody who's counting millions in his place of work, I don't need that. I want you to know that you have not walked in this path before. You need someone to introduce you to the path, and you need someone to give you the capacity to walk in this new way. Praise the name of the Lord. And what we are crying for is God's enablement. We are developing spiritual capacity, spiritual strength. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I was sharing with someone, I said, I thank God for those days, you know. I wouldn't have been able to do some of the things I'm doing today, you know, to be able to combine a lot of things together and all of those things and still maintain your cutting edge. I said, but thank God for those things that have gone into one's life. When you pray all through the day, You have that opportunity that time, you pray. You take your time, you pray, you get to understand some things, you know, reflect on some things. You know, I don't have money to buy commentary Bible. You understand? But, you know, there was this man who was close to my wife's house, went to Osun College. He has commentary Bible, but he don't know how to make use of it. And we borrowed it. Borrowed with the intention not to return back on time. You understand? Because there's no money to buy another one. I sat down with those things, commentary Bible. Glory to God. I began to read. Praise him of the Lord. Until after some years, praise him of the Lord. He said, you've had this thing for almost 2-3 years. Return my stuff. But they just use it to pass exam. Me, I'm sitting for a superior exam. Praise him of the Lord. Amen and amen. Every opportunity you have, let's begin to invest into our inward parts. You know, let's not build the outward at the expense of our inward part. What makes us is our inward part. What we need for this assignment is the inward part. So we are inviting the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Ghost, we want you to detach us, you know. We want to move away from this. We want to begin to move to that dimension of glory. Praise the Lord. That was the cause of the groaning of Paul. He said, we groan earnestly. You understand? Even as we are in this body, that will be clothed. We grow, there's a longing in our heart. Do you have such longing in your heart? Do you have such longing in your soul? To break into dimension where all things are possible. You break in the dimension where you break all the demonic jinx around your life. And you are totally free to do God's will and God's plan. You see, we face a lot of demonic hiccups along the line when it comes to fulfilling God's will for our life today. And that's the cause of our prayer. And so we are breaking away from those things. We are, you know, say, God, help us do your work in our life. You know, we are open to the workings of the Holy Spirit. That's why I said, you may not like it when God begins to work on you. By the time God is through with you, you are going to be another person. You look at yourself like this and say, shy, Paul, no longer you that live. You know, when you can actually say, you understand, Saul of Tarsus is actually dead. The man that is standing before you today is Paul the Apostle. Glory to God. But can we really say, you understand? You mention your name, say you are actually dead. That man is gone. No, it's not playing with words. He said, no longer high. You understand? He took a stock of his life. He knew who he was before. He said, God, what a great renewer. This is a new person entirely. The values of the new creation is not in confession of Christ in the church. But when God begins to make a new man out of our life, so that we'll be empowered to live in the newness of life. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the essence of our prayer. We're looking at Romans chapter 8, the other time, you understand, say, and all things work out together for good. He said, now you can be sure that all things work out together for good. For those that love God. And are called according to his purpose. You understand? You are not called, you can't pray this kind of prayer if you don't love God. The love of God is the foundation for this kind of prayer. Any stupid person on the street can speak in tongues. But we know why we are doing what we are doing. We are only crying to God just for one thing. Say, Lord, we want your will to be done in our life. Why? Because his purpose is got to be established in our life before his counsel can be established on earth. And when God built his throne, understand, in our lives, and God begin to take the place of preeminence, then we begin to see the expression of God's reality through our lives. And that's what we are crying for. That's what we are crying to God for. You understand? You know, in those days, I've had Pai teaching along the line, and was talking about, you know, praying according to the will of God. The praying according to the will of God. He said, you see, I've seen over the years that all the prayers that I pray, God have answered all of my prayers. I've not seen prayers that God have not really answered. And all of those stuff, you understand? But see, but most people don't really understand it. They thought it was just in terms of material things and all of those things. If you are using material things to judge the efficacy of prayer, you are going to lose out. You get frustrated. Because God is not committed to that. God is not committed to putting the bottle in your mouth because we are crying. He's a father. He's a responsible father. Can you just imagine as old as you are now? You know that some folks don't like some food. Yeah. And then they give you amala. Say, I didn't like amala. They give you, I didn't like this. And they give you yam. I didn't like yam. Eat this that will make you stronger. I didn't like this. You understand? And when you start crying at home, And God quickly rushed and put the bottle in your mouth. Don't cry. That's why I said God is not committed to all of those things. You understand? God is only committed to his purpose and his will for your life. God is not more committed to your personal welfare than he's committed to his purpose for your life. Because, you see, all those things you enjoy in life have no place in God. You understand? If you miss out eventually. It's just a waste of effort, waste of investment. And a responsible father will stand in that position. And that is who he is, according to the Bible. That's the God we have seen, the God that we know, the God of Zion. Glory to God. It cannot be manipulated. Glory to God. Most time you go to deafen his ears, and most of them don't know what Pahagin was saying, because it's a man, you understand, who's so deep in prayer. Ooh, he pray in tongues. Hallelujah. In fact, when it comes to, you know, this understanding about praying tongues, Pahagin have a strong depth. He pray a lot in tongues. You know, most of his meetings you are going to see is going to come to teach. He will just teach just for 15 minutes, you understand? The thought is coming for teaching, you understand? Before you know it, everybody's drunk in the spirit. And look at the way God, you know, move in that man's life. You know, most times you go down, you come up, you go down, you go this way. You can see the hand of the Lord in all of these things. Praise the Lord. For him to be able to yield to God, you know, to that extent, that is the effect of that prayer. Glory to God. He said, now you can see, we are sure that all things work out together for good. Why will he not work out together for good? Just to achieve that one purpose of conformity to the image of the Son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. These are the values of this church. These are the values of this ministry. Glory to God. You see, our goal and objective is not just to make you a rich man. It's not just to make you to be a skillful man. It's not just to make you to be a professional man. It's not just to make you to be someone whose name is in the Guinness Book of Record. It's not just to make you to be someone who occupies a highly placed position in the hierarchy of government. But we are talking about people of purpose, people of destiny, people who walk with that consciousness that they belong to God. Praise the name of the Lord. This is not natural. Natural man will not put up with all of this. You know, God is, you know, is technically disengaging us and detaching us from the life we were used to. And God begin to move us towards the life we were supposed to live. The laws and the principles of that, you know, new dimension differ from the place where we are coming from. We prayed it. And most times when God is doing this work in our life, you understand, we cry foul. Say, God, I don't understand. Then if you don't understand, then begin to pray. That the Lord will fill you with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Some people have the understanding of geography, but they don't understand spiritual things. They know, they have the understanding of how to run government, how to run a business. You know, 25 ways you can run your business to make it succeed. 200 reasons why you must not be a failure. 201 ways through which you can get connected to your partner and your miracle. They understand all of those, but they don't understand spiritual things. The technology of the spirit is deep. The Holy Ghost is the one who unlocks all of these things for us. Praise the Lord. He said the deep call it. This is the time for us to begin to, you know, call for the deep intention of God in our life. So that understanding begin to come. That's why I said when we study the word of God, when we share the truth of God's word, you know, the Holy Ghost begin to give you understanding. What you don't understand, there's no way you can run with it. That's why God said to us, say, write the vision, make it plain. That's why, you know, most times today when we talk about ministry, you see people rushing to ministry. They think ministry is all about you go and buy, you know, the handbag that you used to collect offering, get keyboard and everything. So, you know, there are people who are starting ministry today that the first thing that comes to their mind is the handbag that used to collect offering. Tithes and offering. But they lack the skill, they lack the technicality. God said, make it plain so that those that read, they will run. God want to make those things that look obscure, God want to make it plain. God want to bring clarity to people's minds so that they can run. You understand? You see, you know, there's a limit to how far you can go, you understand, and the pace at which you move if you lack clarity. So this is the time that God really wants to accelerate his purpose. He said, what manner of man ought you to be? Since you know all of these things, you know, in accelerating the coming of Jesus Christ. You know, you understand? You step it up. Do your work, oh God. You are the one inviting God. Come. 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 Glory to God. You are not running away. And the devil cannot scare you any longer. He said, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of sonship. We have by we cry, Abba, Father. Glory to God. We're not in bondage to our flesh. We're not in bondage to all of those things the devil is using, trying to use to threaten us and scare us off out of the will of God. But we are in one bondage, in quotes, to the love of God. We are God's love captives. So we cannot but say, Lord, we're trusting you. We have confidence in the love you have for us. So do your work in our life. Praise the Lord. Let me show you something in the Bible. Then we leave this place. I just want to exhort you. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I wanted to read from the Message Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Okay. You remember, friends, that when I first came to you to let you in on God's masterstroke, I didn't try to impress you with polished speeches and the latest philosophy. I deliberately kept it plain and simple. First, Jesus and who he is. Then Jesus and what he did. Jesus crucified. I was unsure of how to go about this and felt totally inadequate. I was scared to death. If you want the truth of it, if you want the truth of it, glory to God. Why? Because they were hard people. They were awkward people. They believe, they have a form of belief, you understand, that contradicts this new proposal. You understand? And what God has proposed for the church, you know, as a means of salvation. So I don't know how to tell you this. He said, and so nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else. Can you just imagine? You wonder why the guy prayed in the spirit. No, you see, when you come to that point, say, I don't know how to tell you this. Glory to God. You know, that time, because you have a message, does not mean that you can deliver the message. But God, I don't know the kind of person you are, the kind of posture, you understand, you took, and, you know, the kind of standpoint you have. I don't know how to tell you this, that you are in the wrong. That you got to get it right. You go about establishing your own self-righteousness. You park aside the righteousness that come by faith in Christ Jesus. I don't know how to tell you this. You know, a lot of things are wrong in our life that, you know, God says, I don't know how to address this. That's why you see a servant of God pray. Glory to God. I always tell people, I say, preaching is warfare. You don't only pray when you are in church, you understand? You pray, you understand? You know, when no one sees you. Praise the Lord. If you have done your homework well, he said, I've come to you with trembling and fear. Glory to God. And so nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else, but the message came through anyway. God's spirit and God's power did it. So it is beyond you and I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else. You know, we are not trying to paint the picture of your salvation and the way through which God accomplished this in a kind of way. You understand? You see, God must have been the one, because we have to be plain to you that all your self-righteousness is like a filthy rag before God. There's nothing you've done in the flesh that will ever be acceptable unto him. This is the only way that God has proposed through which all lost humanity can come back to God. Herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Say, from the Jews to the Gentiles. Glory to God. Amen and amen. He said, we of course have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. But it is not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. Glory to God. It's not, you don't need expert knowledge. You understand? You don't need professional knowledge. I see a lot of professionals preaching the word today. And there's no time in human history. You understand? There's no time in human history better than the time we are living in that we see professional men, technical men, skillful men, men who have, you know, who have been trained in the system, by the system of this world, preaching the word of God. So there's a strong intellectual attack on the truth of God's word. That's why we've got to be careful. Glory to God. There are some churches, you understand? Because the senior pastor there is a doctor, you understand? Only people who are doctor, you understand, can fit into some position. Glory to God. When Nigeria, Government, when they are looking for people who will not manipulate election, they look for professors. They said, those professors, something is at stake. You know, all the years they spent, but that doesn't stop them from stealing. That doesn't stop them from compromising election, you know, election results. That doesn't mean anything. But they felt these highly placed people, and then the church will begin to shop for those people too. You understand? And we return to the place of personality worship. Glory to God. Okay, you should know better. But it's a function of grace and not function of status. It has nothing to do with your eloquence, natural brilliance. Is that nothing? Those things are good, but it must come under the cross first. So that can give way to the reality of Christ. So God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep in the interior of his purpose. You don't find it lying around on the surface. Come on, say, you don't find it lying around in the surface. You know the reason why I got to pray. Hallelujah. God's wisdom. This is a place of impartation. That's the mark of the apostolic wisdom. Right there in the same book. We call it the document of glory. Designed for our glorification. I may not know that it has been written concerning Jesus, but all his disciples, none of them saw it. Even Jesus Christ preached it, they don't believe it. They didn't see what Jesus was seeing. On the road to Emmaus, they were crying and weeping. And they felt, well, he's gone. The master is gone at last. Why would they not return to their fishing business? Why would they not go back to their old life? You understand? They don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe because to them they cannot fix Jesus going to the cross, a Messiah. Because all they thought in their heart is a Superman. How many of you have watched the Spider-Man before? And you have watched James Bond film. There's no way James Bond can be caught. Even when you rope him like this, you know, his car will just turn to a motorcycle or something, a ladder. Boom! It will come, boom, boom, boom! So they were expecting that picture they have in their mind. So their mind have been offended. They cannot fix it. They cannot tap into the wisdom of God. But look at the wisdom of God. He said, through death, disarmed the one that had the power of death. So he said, if the prince of this world would have known, he wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory. Jesus was crying, saying to him, step up your action. Step up your action. You understand? And you see, even when the devil is moving backward, you understand? Jesus was moving 2 steps towards him. Do what? Jesus went to meet him at the place of crucifixion. You know, he should have stayed back somewhere and waited. Let them wait for the arrest to come. On the way he's going to meet, I said, Master, that was the place we were arrested. That's the way we were messed up. We are going to that place. He said, I've set my head like a flint. I've set my heart like a flint to Jerusalem. Because that's the next thing. He said, this will be the time of darkness. But the light will come after darkness. He said, devil, this is your hour. But hereafter, the Son of Man shall be glorified. Can you see glory in that? Do you see wisdom in the corn of wheat falling onto the ground? And he was giving them all of those, but they didn't understand. He said, except a corn of wheat fall onto the ground and died, he abides alone. God making life and immortality to appear in the face of Jesus so that we know that death is not the end of the road. Hallelujah. It's for you to pave, it's just paving way for us into newness of life. Glory to God. Jesus loves us so much. Glory to God. And you need understanding. God give us spiritual understanding. So the devil was ignorant of this. If he's not ignorant, why the Bible say he would have known? So understand, when you are operating with the wisdom of this world, you are limited in knowledge and understanding. And because you are limited in knowledge and understanding, it is very easy for the enemy to sidetrack you. The disciples were weeping, they were frustrated. You understand? They were feeling rejected, they were feeling remorse. And he said, rejoice! Let not your heart be troubled. That's a man that has understanding. Because those guys cannot fix anything. Things were happening all around them. They can't fix it. They didn't know that it's for their good. Hallelujah. Because if the Son of Man will not go, the Holy Ghost will not come. If the Son of Man will not go, he will not pave way for them. His death brought about the cancellation of our sin. It's life. You understand? Open a new way of life for us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. But they don't have understanding. So those guys, you understand, they were sorrowful, full of sorrow, until Jesus came to them. He said, "Why are you sorrowful?" He said, "A master has been taken away from us, and the man, we thought he was a strong man, we didn't know that he was so weak. It's just like that, you know, simply just he fell for it. I don't know, we thought he's going to make us to fight, but he won't allow us. Since he won't allow us, we thought he had something that he wanted to do." They've lost touch with the blueprint, and Jesus was walking according to the blueprint. You know what Jesus now said to them? He says it's of necessity that the Son of Man should go through this, so that I might step into his glory. Necessity. There are a lot of prophetic necessity in our life, but you are not going to understand. If you are not acquainted with the will of God, you are not a man of prayer, you understand, the devil will sidetrack you. Yet it is of necessity. But those guys, they understand that time. And he's been saying, and do you know that thing has been documented even before the birth of Jesus? The prophets have prophesied it. The manner, you know, and the manner of his death, the manner of his coming, the life that he will live, how God is going to use him. Look at all the things that John the Baptist said about him. Look at all the prophets in the book of Luke chapter 1. But they were just seeing it, they were just reading it, they don't understand, they understand nothing. Till the time when those things begin to happen, and even after the scenario, they still yet do not understand. Until Jesus came and gave them understanding. He opened their heart. Ha! He said, because you are selective in your understanding of the Bible. You pick here and there what suits you. So you do not believe in all that is written by the prophets. How many times have you bypassed the book of Job before? And God said, I want you to stop reading the book of Job this month. Since you've been born again, how many times have you studied the book of Job? Or you like the epistle. And Jesus was going. The man was sick. He commanded the man of Gadara. Yes, but Bani. Agbara. That's what you begin to grieve for. Glory to God. Are you forgetting how Job received double from the Lord? He said, look at the patience of Job. How he persevered. And yet, he received double from the Lord. That's why if you are not acquainted with the document of glory, the devil will sidetrack you. That's why you must be a pre-mantis. Glory to God. Be what? Pre-mantis. Come and say pre-mantis. Come and say pre-mantis. Come and say pre-mantis. We know we're all trying to impress people when we are praying. Kamboro is younger. When people join us now, you understand? They don't even know why we are doing what we are doing. You understand? They just feel like one of those things. You know, the acrobatic thing that churches do in the Pentecostal, the Pentirasca. You understand? But you see, we know what those things means to us. We know what we are seeking after. Most times when we find ourselves in condition of perplexity and we cannot move any longer, we don't know how to do it, we don't know how to go about it, we don't know what is happening all around us. You see, you lack understanding, you were cut off. Let the Spirit begin to touch your spirit. Glory to God, because this is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual technology. How many of you know that elite were among the disciples of Jesus? They yet do not know. There are some guys who are just fishermen. You can excuse them and say, oh, these ones are fishermen now, so they don't need to know. But there were elites among them. Accomplished businessmen among them. But they do not know. But the Spirit of the Lord will give you understanding. The Bible says there's a spirit in a man that giveth unto him understanding. You have understanding. I say you will have understanding. You know the ground that received the word. He said, when you receive these truths, you know the seed of the kingdom of God, and you don't understand it, he said, the wicked spirit come. I wonder if the devil is wicked. He's a rascal. is looking for opportunity to twist you and move you out of the track. There are some of us where you sprain an ankle, you understand, and it looks like your ankles are dislocated, you understand. That's the time for you to say, I can't continue again. The devil have succeeded. No matter what happened, you understand, begin to drag that broken ankle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purpose. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It is not the latest message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But more like the oldest. What God determined as the way to bring out his best in us long before we ever arrive on the scene. Why will we not pray? Why is it that we will not pray? You understand? How do I understand all of these things? He's not talking about the latest message. Glory to God. Verse 8. To going deep into the interior purposes of God. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God designed life on the cross. Glory to God. Verse 9. That's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. In the King James, you understand it better. You understand? I have not seen, he have no heart. Not does any mind conceive. You know, it's beyond natural human comprehension. And the Bible says in Ephesians 3 that you may be able to comprehend the love of God. So the grace to articulate the reality of the Spirit is dispensed unto us in the place of prayer. Glory to God. You are grasping it. That's why you're going to see some of us don't have the materials to grasp. You don't have the receiver. You can be in church for years. You don't have the receiver. When you have the receiver, it will show. Glory to God. Because the former capacity, you've got to build the capacity first. Glory to God. Before the MTN network will come, you understand it? They first build the mast. Put some structures in place. That's when you can begin to pick some things. The network will begin to operate and function. Praise the Lord. So there's a place where you build your spiritual mast. So you begin to pick spiritual things. But you've seen and heard it because God by his spirit. Glory to God. So it's not talking about you. It's talking about the prayerless people. You understand? It's because it's beyond what brain can articulate. It's beyond what you can take to the laboratory. It's beyond natural human experiment. Glory to God. It defies, natural human psychology. But you've seen and heard it because God by his spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you are praying the spirit. God will now say, okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to me. When you go for x-ray, and they bring out the film. They give the film to you. How many of you have tried it out at home before? And says, you now look, you go to the place where there is light. You just eat bones. Nobody makes it. No make sense at all. Glory to God. And to a man who is skilled in the art of reading those films, you understand? Just put it into a machine, it makes everything clear. Boom! I said, this area. That's where the problem is. That's where the problem is. That's why God wants us to be skillful in the work of righteousness. That's why can you see a level of spiritual intelligence and wisdom? You can step up the activity of God in your life so that you can begin to reap the fruit of it. Whatsoever a man soweth, listen to me, if that same man that can reap that field, you know, he's sitting back at home like some of us, you know, who will not go to school, who will not want to be taught, and all of those, you know, can he read anything? Glory to God. They brought it all out into the open before you. So it doesn't really matter. The Bible is a closed book to some people. Closed book. For 20 years, 30 years, you understand? They will just be reading the phrases. You wonder why they cannot tap into the understanding of the truth. Look at this. He said, be spirit. He said, not out into the open before you. Be spirit, not content to flit around on the surface. Glory to God. Dives into the depths of God. Hallelujah. I'm just seeing this on the outside, and I know things are not always the way they appear. It's not content. Say, Lord, I'm not satisfied with this. I'm not going to take a no for an answer. Can the room the man kina on the coast begin to die? Have you ever, you see, I want to begin to picture your mind. You understand? You know, have this portrait in your mind when you are praying the spirit, when your spirit begin to die. Say, God, you are just moving around that thing. You understand? Broken the kiss. Because if I don't have understanding, I will mess up, I will misbehave. The devil will succeed at sidetracking me. He will make me to begin to see a different picture apart from that which you have intended. He will make me to see you as a bad person and not a good father. It's Jesus, I got to know this that you are working out. You begin to make it clear. Is it of necessity for me to go through this? Jesus can fight anybody because of that. His friends was ready to part way with them because he knew what the father had said. The devil did everything possible to stop him. He said, tonight, he said, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. He said, but I know all of you will disappear from me tonight, but my father is with him. Why? Why is it that he could stay? Why is it that he could stand his ground? That's what it takes. If Jesus is a praying mantis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The spirit, not content to fleet around on surface, dives into the depths of God and bring out what God planned all along. It dives into the depth of God. Come on, say depth of God. Seeking for deep things. He said the spirit searches for deep things. Even deep things of God. Come on, say searching. Come on, say searching. Come on, say searching. So that's the word searching is what the Bible called, you know, it dives around. Shanda de kush thing broken the sea and amolis and the ibanando sa. Ristukilamandi kundon de kikusaya nam broko de steela mangre do asikataya. That some of you have a strong prophetic calling. You understand? And before you get out from your house, God begin to tell you some things about the place where you are going. Glory to God. And that's one way you can even activate the gift of prophecy and the gift of word of wisdom and word of knowledge in your life. You see, the word of knowledge will not just come, you know, when you are just, you know, there. You're the most time when you are praying the spirit and you begin to document. Say, there are 5 people in this place. This is what is going on there. This is what you hear the picture. You understand? It looks as if everything is okay on the outside, but the spirit searches. The spirit is not satisfied. When Saul brought out the sacrifices, you know, and they said, we have done all that God had commanded. The spirit was still searching. Said, the man was not contented. He said, Saul, have you done all the Lord had commanded you? He said, yes, sir. I've done everything. He said, what is it that does the, I hear the bleating of the sheep and the kush and the kian and the brun on the cascate. He said, we make your ear to hear. When the man was interacting with Jesus, he didn't know he was dealing with a man of the spirit. In the course of that interaction, he said, what shall I do to have eternal life? He said, keep the law. He said, I've done that from you. He said, this and that. I've not heard from you. And the Holy Ghost said, he said, tell him, sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. He said, ha! You won't know the right shot to use. Glory to God. But if you're a man of the spirit, and people begin to wonder, say, Paulo Jerry, how come you see this? You are not a man of the spirit. You'll be deceived by the spirit of deception this entire time. Because people have packaging. Nice packaging. You'll be deceived. You'll be carried away. The spirit of divination, you'll be sleeping together and cohabiting with devil and you will not know. Glory to God. Jesus, you know, Paul, by the spirit of the Lord, he says, I'm not satisfied. He said, these are the people of God who have come to show us the way of salvation. And he will not say anything wrong, but the spirit begin to search. Then the king, Solomon, they could on Messiah. Lamb, and the Muku, Sile, and Rikutinim, no say. Hey, hold it! Hallelujah. And when you are doing business with people like that, you understand? You say, you know, they brought the proposal, put everything on the table, everything looks so sweet, everything looks as if there's not going to be any problem. And anything they said, thank you, Lord. Just put your hand on it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not content with this surface thing you place on the table. Campbell, Okunde, you say, is there anything wrong about it? This is the bank detail. This is the deal. This is the company. This is the food I've supplied. They've supplied. This is a thing, Emron, on the key, sire. Something is wrong with this business. Yeah. And says something is wrong. There's something ugly about this. And they wonder why you are picking it up. They wonder where you are operating from. Glory to God. You think these are exclusive rights of people who call themselves prophets? You want all Israel to be a prophet. It's out of the mouth of the babes and the suckling the Lord held this thing. It has nothing to do with age and color and race. Glory to God. You see, the least among us will be like David. Hallelujah. He said, the spirit not content to flit around on the surface dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. That's what you feel, that discontentment when you are praying. You're not satisfied. Kambolo kunde ki sota. Imbro koto nimdo boko sham le kida numu sonda libra. Di granaman le kunde ku sante ilibra. Rus de gan imbro no se. No ya libra man de kusteria. Some scriptures are coming to your mind. Say, but thank you, Lord. Rakatama ni gladono se. Ila tre de mondre guda na mingladono se kran imbro do. You see not content. You are contented. You see not. You see, it doesn't matter what the devil offer you. You are not content until you get to where you are going. He said, now here is a check before you. Sign it. He will have signed out his destiny. He said, tell me your price. How much do you want to call? Okay, fix your salary by yourself. Please, labor. You know, please, Jacob, I don't want you to leave. He said, I'm more provide for my own house. You have not come to my resting place. You see, in your life, you are going to see that you've not reached where you are going. Every time, don't be contented with material things. Don't be contented with the offer of the world. Don't be contented with the values of the world. Don't be contented with the offer the world gives to you. Don't be carried away by that. Don't, because of that, you understand, not search in the spirit. The devil hates it. He doesn't like it. Because what other put up with, you understand, and jump at, you understand, that is this, you see, you are asking. He said, well, do you need to ask for this? He said, I really love you. I want to marry you. I will take you to London. Hallelujah. I mean, really, a lot of people say, you know, who end up becoming, a prostitute in London, become a slave of another man. He said, I'll take you to London. I want to marry you. And you know, just in 2 months, we're going to perfect everything. I said, I love you. Why you hear UK like this? As if a UK is heaven. He said, thank you, Jesus. And you are praying. And you are not contented. He said, no, thank God for that. There's a good offer. And your friend said, congratulations. Why is it that? You are always fortunate. And when they are doing all of this, say no. There's still something. I want God. That God. Is it your will? Do you really want this for my life? He wants good things for his children. I said, it's only good when it is God. Hallelujah. No matter how pleasant and comfortable it appears, if it's not God, you understand? Then I'm not going to put up with it. Look at this. Dives into the... I'm teaching you how to dive. Glory to God. Into the depths of God. How do you dive into the depths of God in the spirit? When you are praying in tongues. Rolling the tongues. Nobody need to beg you to pray just for 15 minutes. You understand? You are there 3 hours. You are not yet satisfied. Something would be said, God, I want to know the depth of your purpose. Is it my head or my spirit that is leading me in this direction? Lord, I just want what you want for my life. So you landed diving heart in the place of praying in tongues. Hallelujah. And brings out what God planned all along. Hallelujah. He said, where did the heart's head fail? He said, we don't know. Our last master was borrowed. Okay. Now, let somebody cut a stick for me. when he threw the stick into the ocean, ordinary stick fetch out the hack's head. There's an hack's head of a life, you understand? That got to be fetched out in the place of prayer. If you don't learn the heart of diving, you cannot bring it out. You don't have a clue. Then you become a slave to prayer contractors. You become a slave to religious merchants. You say, Baba, Eba mi yewo. Eba mi yo long so gone. You understand? When we all have access to the cross, when we can all run to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. You understand? And receive help, receive capacity. Glory to God. When you launch and dive into that ocean in the spirit, you fetch it out. Can you imagine? Ordinary stick fetching out an axe head. What you are doing may look insignificant. Shan rebokon de kusus to bren on the kiska ila mo kon riki to nominga ando sisto li andre and the boste. I thought, oh, this is that? Mila, mila, jamola, so. Yes, and the good name of Suseli Ali, bro. Him broken the kuse, stay here, bro. No, Missata, he langrim on the bikusa. Please, let's go back to that verse 10. Verse 10, verse 10. I want to read the last phrase there. Hallelujah. Ha, the koshanda. And brings out what God planned all along. Is there every preacher that can operate in that level? That's why I say they lack the revelational potential. And listen to me, it doesn't matter how long they've been in ministry, they can never launch into that dimension. Because we've got to, you know, what God has planned all along is what we must learn, you know, to establish the people of God here. This is the pattern we've got to build the people's life. It's not something, it's not the way you like, not something that is popular. Glory to God. But fetch it out. Fetch it out. Something about your life, about your marriage, about your home, about your future, about your destiny, about your ministry. You understand? Fetch it out. Let others come. Let others come to come and confirm. You understand? Don't wait for others to come and tell you, see the Spirit of the Lord. This is what God wants for your life. No. Fetch it out in the place of prayer. Take your time. Hallelujah. Come and say the heart of diving. Glory to God. It's not 15 by 15, you know, swimming pool. The ocean of life died. He said, and the spirit began to move upon the surface of the water. Shiana mahan the key side. I'm painting the picture into your imagination. This is what will make you to enjoy praying in tongues. The spirit began to move upon the surface of the waters. You understand? Just your heart brooding on your heart. You understand? John the key source to break it and on the sea. La clebon break it on the king on the sea. Aliya brun on the sea. And yet, here's it! This is the heart said. If you lost your cotton hedge, it's restored back to you in this season. Nobody's going to fetch it out for you. You'll receive the capacity today to launch into the deep and fetch it out by yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will know for yourself that this is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Amen and amen. Verse 11. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whoever knows what you are thinking and planning, except you yourself, the same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. What a glorious invitation. Come and share what I'm... Excuse me. You see, what you are thinking in your mind, can you let me into it? God is not the only one just thinking, I want to tap into the thoughts of God. Shanda brakonum baking on the soul. Come on, my son. Come. Come, let's interact. Let's talk. Come on, let's talk. We are not just natural, you know, just mere men. Glory to God. The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he let us in on it. God offers a full report on the gift of life and salvation that he is giving us. Glory to God. He goes to elaborate, to expound. causing the love of God to be shed abroad in our heart, expanding, expanding, refreshing our mind, refreshing our mind, refreshing our mind, putting us, putting our mind back to order, reaffirming his promises. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 13. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. That could be dangerous. We didn't learn these by reading books or going to school. We learn it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we are passing it on to you in the same first hand personal way. There's something we are passing on to you. You know what I mean? It's not every minister that can teach this. He understood the dealings of God in his life, but he cannot pass it on. He didn't know how those things were happening. And that's the problem that CAC Church have today. Those men cannot, when it comes to the area of impartation, to transfer that thing, they miss it because they don't have the understanding of the word. So they just feel that the man, Baba, if you just throw his bell up, boom, and the thing will hang there. You know, Jesus. You know, he was just saying those things, you know, by impulse. You understand? Things were happening. But that's what we call teaching. You can pass this on to other people too. So this is how you tap into this technology. He said, Paul said, we pass it on to you. Glory to God. God taught us person to person through Jesus. It's not by going to school. We learned it from God. Come and say, it is not by going to school. We learned it from God. That's why those who go to school cannot come and rubbish us here. The knowledge of school has its limitation. The knowledge of the spirit will take you far. It takes you far in the things of the spirit. That's why to a lot of people, what we are doing now is a waste of time. That's why some people begin to watch. Glory to God. Glory to God. I learned that, you know, a lot of lectures in the university, I've not been to university all my life. You understand? But I learned that most lectures just carry 3 hours. Abby? And some of them, you know, when you call some of them in the morning, says, I'm on way to lecture, 7 o'clock. I have morning lecture. One guy even told me that, you know, he said one of their lecturers was a wicked man. He said, I have one lecture, 6:30 in the morning. He said, the man will be there. And that will take you to like 11 o'clock. And it will take you 2 times on that day. And the next lecture, we now put it, you understand, for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That will take you till 7 o'clock. Say, why not run it concurrently? So you say, by force, because we take the cab from the campus to your house to come back in the evening. So you have to hang around reading. If your children that you are paying their school fees, they come around to tell you that they are tired. You say, oh, lejuo, continue school. Can you watch it? And parents that send children to school, you understand? You don't want to learn from God. He said, they shall be taught of the Lord. And grace shall be their strength. You know why we are weak today? We are not taught of the Lord. Because people go to church, doesn't mean they are taught of the Lord, though. Otoni, I want a koba. You understand? Glory to God. So when you learn this in your life, you become a manager over your own life. You manage on behalf of God. You occupy tangibly till he comes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please don't come and give me money, oh. For this, I'm handing over to you until it begin to produce fruit for you. The day you remember that these things I'm teaching you begin to produce fruit for you, when you sow any seed into my life, I want you to know, I want to tie it to what I'm teaching, not because you like me. If it produces for you, then go and sow seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No. Please, don't give me anything. Don't. If you like, don't even tithe. Don't even give money in the church. Practice this thing. If it produces for you, come on. And I know what is going to produce for you is more than money. It will make you to escape a lot of danger. It will make you to escape a lot of things that money cannot buy. You understand? It will bring you to high position in life and make you to legislate over issues and affairs of life that is beyond your knowledge. He said, who can legislate over these affairs except those people who have the spirit of the gods? They've been building capacity for long. Yeah. All the people that hit them like this, they got slain. They just come bring people report about them and say, okay, since they are not burning, you are the one that says, this fire must not go down just like that. Oh. And we spent a lot of money to put this fire out. So those people that came to bring the report, oh yeah, you want to imagine your waste. I said, there's a lion there. Jesus said, ah, these lion people, they are already hungry. So we now give everything. Everybody in this town, there is trouble. So who are the people that brought the river? I said, Mr. Soso and Soso. Build capacity. You may not know where you are going in life. Some of you will pastor church of thousands. That's why when I know where you are coming from, you understand? I want to know your background. I want to know what you have eaten, what you have swallowed, what you have consumed. I want to know your mentor. Glory to God. I said, I know whether you can handle it or not. Hallelujah. Because it's the way of the Spirit. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we are passing it on to you in the same first hand personal way. Hallelujah. Verse 14. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gift of God's Spirit. There is no capacity for them. Hallelujah. They seem like so much silliness to them. Spirit can be no, because it looks so silly to them. Stupidity, foolishness to them. Because they lack capacity. Build capacity, church. Let the word of God look so stupid, silly. Mere waste of time. I don't apologize to people about time in this place. For the past 20 something years, I don't apologize. I know what I'm doing. If you are not satisfied and contented, find your level. You will still come back. You will come and meet me there. Glory to God. He said, You don't know what you are selling. But you see, what will make difference between heaven and earth? That's what we are dealing with. Say, we minister spiritual things. When you are ministering spiritual things, you are begging people. You think they will like it? Their flesh cannot like it. Those who have dominated the power of the flesh, they are the one that can begin to fall in love with spiritual things. They will rather love other things more than spiritual things. Glory to God. He said, the unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gift of God's Spirit. There is no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness to them. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirit in open communion. You know he's talking about prayer there. God's Spirit and our spirit in open communion. He said, when you speak in your own tongues, he said, you are speaking mysteries unto God. How did no man understand what he said? But you are talking to God's Spirit. Look at this. God's Spirit and our spirit in open communion. Big capacity. The apostolic people, they are praying mantis. they don't have any other. You see, prayer become their hobby. They just have to pray. They need prayer to breathe. They need prayer to know. They need prayer to understand. A lot of things are shouted up. He said, how did no man understand? But we have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit of the Father. Therefore, we know. How do we know? Learn to dive in the spirit. And fetch out the lost hack's head. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your word in our heart today. Bless your word in our heart today. Glorious God. We receive capacity. Not just to receive this and walk in it, but we'll be able to look at our children, begin to teach them spiritual things. Say, okay. He said, courage, come. I want to teach you some things today. Thank you. Open your Bible today. You know, when you are communing, then you begin to understand. I imagine, you know, the son of a pastor that, you know, when his dad come to church and he said, the Spirit said to me today, you know, he said the Holy Ghost came. And the guy was peeping through the window. He said, ah. So the next Sunday, the dad said, you know, this morning the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, Daddy, I checked through the house while you were praying, peeping through the hole. You were the only one there. No Holy Ghost came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These things must not die. The reality of God, the technology of God, must not go into extinction. It's something we have to renew and keep renewing. God is refreshing our mind, and God is presenting it to us by Spirit today, so that we can begin to walk
in it.
Thank you, Lord and Father. Out of the ashes of our dying today. You won't know anything about the cross. Some people think the value of the New Testament church is in the outward sources. But in Galatians 6, Paul said, I glory in nothing else but the cross. Until these are clearly spelled out, we cannot separate the superficial onlooker from those who are truly committed unto Christ. What we believe set us apart. Thank you, Jesus.
Breaking.